99.7 FM and online at oldhamcommunityradio.com, and featuring all that's best from the King of Instruments. This is Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.
And welcome to this edition of Community Keyboards on air and online. As ever, over the next hour, I'll have music from the King of Instruments in all its guises, from pipes and electronics to keyboards and beyond. Well, now, it's a bit of a mixed bag of bits and bobs this time around, including our regular chat with Andy Carville later, as he tries to come to the rescue on behalf of another listener. We'll have the winners of our recent keyboard forum challenge, letter N in our vintage organs A to Z, and lots more. But we start, though, with a couple of recordings passed on to me by my colleague Paul Roberts, all of which deserve including on this programme, simply because all the featured artists have not been on for quite some time. I only ever saw the late John Seng once at an electronic organ festival in the 1980s, and like so many, he died far too young, aged just 63, in 2002. Well, by now the latest Bond mania will have settled down, I think, and with its unremarkable theme called, well, I can't remember, let's turn the clock back to the second 007 movie, as John Seng plays From Russia with Love. Johnny Seng at an unspecified Wurlitzer. Whether you prefer Rosemary, Rosie, Rose or Rosemary, Miss Clooney had no preference according to the sleeve notes of this 2002 collection of popular standards accompanied by the Buddy Cole Trio. It's a great sound and partnership, so let's have a couple of examples back to back.
Be wise, be don't upset your cart when he's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. He's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort, please, not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. When there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. He's much too close for comfort now.
With the theme from the 1980 American sitcom Too Close for Comfort and the 1934 Rodgers and Hart classic Blue Moon. Well, rather like John Seng earlier, the last time I saw Dan Bellamy was at the Oldham Bluecoat School when he played the Christie organ there. He was none too impressed with one of the members of the audience, I seem to recall, probably because his musical arrangements were intricate and complex at times. I thoroughly enjoyed them and, until hearing this recording, had never had the chance to hear Dan on electronics. The Zurich session was recorded in 2001 at the Orgelsurium studio in Switzerland and featured Dan at the Hammond B3, Roland sound module with 147 Leslie speaker. Drums are played by Brian Wilson with M.L. Foote on bass. From Dan Bellamy on Hammond. Well, I've got another selection of old and new recordings to share next month, thanks to Paul. Back after the break.
You're listening to Community Keyboards on Oldham Community Radio 99.7 FM with Ian Wolstenholme. Featuring all that's best from the King of Instruments on Community Keyboards. Thank you.
Welcome back to the programme with the sounds of a Wurlitzer. Yes, really. Well, the Orchestrion Wurlitzer Organette Style YW and the Doll Dance. Now, I know that many people enjoy the sounds of mechanical organs and instruments, and it's perhaps worth a quick plug that you can access such online at www.mechanicalmusicradio.com, or if you have a smart speaker, you can ask it to play Mechanical Music Radio. I'm there every Monday to Friday lunchtime between 1 and 3, where we play lots of great music covering the last 100 years or so with fairground, street, barrel and concert organs of every shape and size, and now including specific regular theatre organ tracks as well. Well, here's another Wurlitzer, the Orchestrion Roadhouse and Smiles. Anyone got a spare penny, perhaps? Thank you. Well, talking of old instruments, it's time to take a look back now at our A to Z of vintage organs, where we're at the letter N. And for it, let's turn the clock back just a few years ago to 2013. So, not strictly vintage, but the Nord range of organs and keyboards, like many, does change very quickly. Here's a reminder of one model that has become a classic in its own right.
Hi, I'm Jim Watson. I played with Katie Mellower, Marty Pello, taught at the Royal Academy of Music, and currently doing the BBC Strictly show on Saturday nights. I'm happy to demonstrate some of the sounds of the Nord Stage 2 for you.
Jim Watson at the Nord Stage 2 piano. And you may have heard Jim say that at the time of recording that item, he worked on Strictly Come Dancing, and it's usually around this time in the series that the contestants have the chance to dance again in the Tower Ballroom at Blackpool. Well, once again, not this year, sadly, with the continuing ongoing concerns of the coronavirus. And I do wonder if one year the TV powers that be might consider shining the spotlight on the instrument that has provided the musical backdrop for dancers for not far off 90 years. Ah well, you never know. Well, still beside the seaside, I could not help but smile when this question was asked on a recent Brain of Britain quiz on Radio 4.
Phil Kelsall, MBE, has played the organ at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool since 1977, beating the record for durability established by which of his predecessors?
I've got no idea, sorry.
All right. Nobody knows. Nobody remembers him. It was Reginald Dixon, principal organist from 1930 to 70, who inspired Phil to take up the organ. Yep. So they clocked up not far short of a century between them.
Well, at least I got the answer to one question right. Phil Kelsall's new nickname, Mr. Durable.
Thank you.
And that's one dance you won't find on Strictly Methinks, the Alpine Stroll, at 36 beats per minute, with Phil Kelsall, of course, at the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer. And I'm sure you don't need me to tell you, but the tunes were Hello Dolly, Two Sleepy People, and Whispering Grass. Now, for more than 40 years, Lou Williams has been a staple at one of the valley's oldest restaurants, the Organ Stop Pizza, in Mesa, Arizona. His talent and charisma have entertained customers of all ages for four decades, but like all things, his time at the keyboards has now come to an end. In fact, Friday, September the 10th, was Lou's last official performance at the Pizza and Pipes restaurant, though he may be back for special appearances from time to time. Lou really helped shape Organ Stop Pizza into the restaurant that it is today, said Jack Bars, the co-owner of Organ Stop Pizza. His commitment to performance is second to none. His goal in performing has always been to get each piece as close to the original as possible. He feels he isn't doing the piece justice until he gets it completely perfect. That's why customers marvel at his talents. Well, happy retirement, Lou. I guess Domino's will be out of the question then.
Nostalgic sounds of the theatre organ to the latest digital home keyboards. It's right here on Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.
Those were the days on Yamaha AR80 from Hugh Wallington, who is the winner of the recent Keyboard Music Challenge. Right, well, it's time to hand over to Andy Carville, who'll be helping with this month's musical dilemma, right after he's played his own composition on Korg keyboard, entitled The Snowflake. Snowflake, a lovely piece from the pen of Andy Carville, and you can play along if you like with the music in the November and December issue of Organ and Keyboard Cavalcade magazine, because it will be in print in their seasonal special. So look out for that, and if you don't subscribe, we'll give you the details a little bit later. Speaking of Mr. Carville, as time permits, as it always does, an opportunity to ask Andy. And hopefully he'll come to the aid of one of our listeners. Hello, Andy. How are you, sir?
Yes, I'm very, very well indeed. Thank you. Very well indeed.
Excellent. Now, what have we got to solve this time, young sir?
Well, we have a little question here from a Mrs. Dodds from Shepton Mallet in sunny Somerset. Her question is, my 10-year-old daughter wants to learn to play the piano. Good for her. That's fantastic. And we need to get her something to practice on at home. We could spend up to £1,000. I'm getting lots of different advice from family and friends. Some people say she needs a real piano. By that, I'm assuming an acoustic piano, the proper thing. And some people are advising Mrs. Dodds that she needs a digital piano. And then she just tagged on the end there. What would your advice be? Well, I must nail my colours to the mast, as it were, right from the off here. I'm a great believer digital pianos. The latest digital pianos are very good. So you're probably getting a flavour here of where this answer is going to go. So let's split this into two different categories first. And that's the musical points about both of these instruments, an acoustic piano and a digital piano. Well, to be honest, the musical points sort of match. And when we think about that, the two things that an acoustic piano actually offers is obviously a piano sound, very important, and secondly, a weighted keyboard action. So the action, because it's a mechanical action on a real piano, is a little heavier. It's certainly heavier than today's keyboards and organs. It's got a sort of real life resistance to your fingers. Not uncomfortably, of course, but it's just how a piano feels. And the great thing about today's digital pianos, and indeed they've been doing it for many years now, is they offer those same two features. They have a very, very good realistic piano sound, and they have this weighted resistance in the keyboard action. The manufacturers do it on purpose. They build it in. They study how a real piano works, and they try and replicate that feel. They've been doing it for many years into the digital instruments. So that's great. Of course, digital pianos also have the pedals that a real piano has, so they match. So in many ways, from a musical point of view, they both do the same job. Okay, great. Let's now look from a couple of other angles. And the first one is just how the instruments actually look. Now, this is a very individual issue, and I can't tell Mrs. Dodds or indeed anybody else what type of instrument they'd like to look at. It depends. Obviously, an acoustic piano has a more traditional sort of appearance, and a digital piano has a more modern appearance. But the advantage of the digital is that it is definitely smaller. It takes a smaller footprint. The keyboard lengths of all digital pianos these days are 88 notes like a real piano. So they're not smaller from a length point of view, but it's the overall sort of bulk and, if you like, the overall footprint that an acoustic piano takes up is a lot bigger than the overall footprint of a digital piano. That's also got some other benefits. Another thing is weight. An acoustic piano is a very, very, very heavy piece of equipment. And if you want to move the instrument from time to time into perhaps a different room, let's say it's Christmas and you want to move the piano out of the lounge and put it in the dining room for Christmas, you can do that quite easily with two people. It's a two people job, but moving an acoustic piano is a real task. And that's also another thing. Lots of digital pianos these days live actually on the upper floors in perhaps a child's bedroom or somebody's bedroom, rather than being on the ground floor. Try taking an acoustic piano upstairs. That's a pretty tough and very specialist job to actually take an instrument like that upstairs. So there's some benefits there in terms of the actual practicalities of just living with a digital piano as opposed to an acoustic piano. And while we're talking of practicalities, there are some other great things about digital pianos. Point number one, they never go out of tune. So an acoustic piano, you probably need tuning every 6 months or so, and it depends on the age, because for £1,000 you aren't going to be looking at a second hand piano. Depends how old the piano is, it might go out of tune more frequently than every 6 months, but it's definitely going to need some tuning and possibly some maintenance on a regular basis. The other thing that digital pianos do, and this can be a godsend from a parent's point of view, is they take headphones. So you can plug a pair of headphones in and your child can practice in complete privacy, which is fantastic. And also some digital pianos, even at £1,000 and below, have recording facilities built inside. So if your child wants to record and listen to how they're playing, and that can help from a practice point of view, recording facilities can be very, very useful. And then just a final point to make is there are obviously acoustic pianos out in the marketplace for less than £1,000, and I can almost hear in the background piano dealers up and down the country screaming, "I've got one for £500 I can hear them now. But frankly, there's not many of them, and there's a good chance that £500, £600, £700, £800 acoustic pianos are going to be of some age. You have to be careful. with how the pins work in an acoustic piano. If an acoustic piano has got some great age to it, the pins can in the wood can sort of slip, and that means tuning problems you're going to have. All sorts of potential. It's a little bit like buying a classic car. You just have to be very careful of what you buy. And of course, with a new digital piano, you get a warranty, you get a guarantee. And that's the other thing just to touch on. I know from being in the sort of commercial side of the business, digital pianos are very reliable. They can go wrong because they're electronic. Anything that's electronic can go wrong. But many different manufacturers have very long warranties. I used to work for Casio a few years back. They had a 3-year warranty with their instruments. Frankly, the take-up and the use of those warranties was very little because they are so reliable. But it's just nice to have that little bit of safety net there. So if we take all of those points and add them all together, there's nothing wrong with a traditional acoustic piano. Frankly, just in today's modern world, as a practical benefit, digital piano is the way to go. And to be honest, it doesn't really matter which brand. I would go for a well-known brand, Yamaha, Casio, Kawai, Korg, Roland. All of those guys, they do some very fine instruments. And it's a matter of really taking a look, seeing which design you like. They all offer the basics, though. They all offer a great piano sound, a good keyboard action, and all those practical things, headphones, etc., 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 etc. So just my advice, Mrs. Dodds, if I was you, I'd be looking at a digital piano.
And isn't it good, Andy, that a 10-year-old... boy or girl for that matter, that wants to learn to play a musical instrument. Wonderful.
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
It's,
wonderful.
It's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And nice. Sometimes they can link their phones and iPads and all sorts into them as well.
Oh, the possibilities are endless. Definitely, though, Mrs. Just another final word of advice to Mrs. Dodds. Definitely get your daughter some lessons. You need a good piano teacher. There tends to be this image, and this mainly applies to keyboards rather than pianos, to be honest. But these things play themselves, and you know, you don't really need lessons, etc. You definitely do need lessons. It's definitely something you want to get for your daughter, is a good piano teacher. That's the way she'll progress.
Yeah, we've said that so often, haven't we, Andy? Well, I have my digital piano in front of me. I suppose having had the best of both worlds over the years, do you know, I really can't tell any difference of the feel. But the neighbours, they are super grateful for the headphone socket. So that's that's a big plus point.
Yeah, there's so many plus points in the digital these days. So I'm sure if I was your neighbour, I'd be glad for the headphones.
Yeah, all right, thank you. Yes, yes. Nice to have friends in the industry, isn't it? Andy, seriously, thank you. It's sometimes nice just to sit and listen to some words of wisdom, and I'm sure that that's been of great benefit to Mrs. Dodds. Perhaps she'd let us know the outcome of that. We'd love to know what Santa's
really
brought.
Nice.
We'll see.
You never know.
Andy, cheers again. Thank you very much.
Thank
and we'll catch up soon.
Lovely to be with you as always.
And with the melting snowflake, that's it for this time. Don't forget that if you have a musical issue you'd like some help with, you can ask Andy by sending an email to communitykeyboards@gmail.com, and by all means use that address or PO Box 997 Oldham OL19EB to get in touch with the programme. Our Community Keyboards Facebook page has all the latest information in between shows, and to catch up upon anything you might have missed, then do head over to the oldhamcommunityradio.com player, or just search for Community Keyboards on your usual podcast provider. For now, this is Ian Wolstenholme saying thanks very much for listening. Take care, all the best, and bye-bye.